This is the news in brief from the United Nations. A group of UN agencies released a joint statement on Tuesday, noting that the COVID-19 pandemic has not only led to a dramatic loss of human life, but also presents an unprecedented challenge to public health, food systems, and the world of work. According to the International Labor Organization, Food and Agriculture Organization, International Fund for Agricultural Development, and World Health Organization, tens of millions of people are at risk of falling into extreme poverty. Meanwhile, millions of agricultural workers worldwide face high levels of poverty, malnutrition, and poor health. Adhering to workplace safety standards, health practices, and labor rights are crucial to cope with the crisis effectively, the agencies underscored. Now is the time for global solidarity and support, the statement spelled out, especially with the most vulnerable in the developing world. Turning to digital connectivity and skills, a new report from the International Telecommunication Union said that education, gender, and digital divides must be addressed in concert for countries to successfully transition to a digital economy. ITU Secretary General Hu Lintao pointed out that the COVID-19 crisis underscored the vital importance of online skills to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals and upheld that skill gaps should not exacerbate existing inequalities. Among other things, the ITU's 2020 edition of Digital Skills Insights provides concrete recommendations on how to address challenges and bridge the digital divide, such as by reaching out to parents and community leaders in recruiting participants to increase the number of women in digital development programs. Bridging the gender gap requires the strengthened capacities of policymakers to better understand the barriers women face and to equip them with the tools to promote more gender-inclusive public policy. And finally, in Iran, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, has stepped up its cash assistance to support thousands of extremely vulnerable refugees whose livelihoods have been severely impacted by the continuing coronavirus pandemic. Host to nearly 1 million Afghan refugees, Iran's economy has for 2 years been under substantial strain. But COVID-19 has further exacerbated economic conditions, spokesperson Baba Balak told a regular press briefing in Geneva. And while refugees have not been disproportionately infected with COVID-19 compared to the national population, the economic impact of the pandemic on their lives has been shattering. UNHCR estimates that the main breadwinner in about one-third of refugee households is now unemployed. And many who were already struggling are finding it more and more difficult to fend for themselves. Liz Scafidi, UN News.